We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel Omid Beis, and we are starting smack in the middle of the Omid by the two dots. Most Gemaras have two dots here. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Afay Meres, and Nichuloy Shleyagena. It said in the Brisa before that Rabbi Yehuda says that if the person who's getting defiled, the Isha, who's getting defiled, says, leave him alone, don't kill him, the halacha is that you don't kill him. What's the, and the Rabban, the Chamavi, the Tanakama argues, what's the Biar Machlaikis? What's the Biar Machlaikis? The case is, of course, she's makbid on her pagam. Because like Rashi says, if she was not makbid on pagam, then Rabbanu also say, if she says, I don't care if he defiles me, then you don't kill him. That's partial. But here she's makbid on pagam. But she's scared she's going to be killed. That's what she's saying, don't do it. And that's the question, do you listen to her or not? Makpedes apigma, he's saying, don't kill him. Rabbanu sarbi apigma kaparachmano. The Torah was makbid on the pagam, but Rabbi Makpedes apigma, she's makbid on the pagam. So if you have to kill him, Rabbi Yehuda, how did the Rachmano katle? The reason why the Torah said kill the roidif is not because of the znos per se. The reason is because we're scared she's going to kill herself because she doesn't want to get embarrassed. She will kill herself rather than getting defiled. That's the reason why we say, like, kill the roidif. And she is saying, no, she's not killing herself. She's ready to do it. And therefore, we don't kill the roidif according to Rabbi Yehuda. It means like this. The Rabban hold, everything's totally in kepeda. And she's makbid. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's totally in if she's going to kill herself. And here, she will not kill herself, and therefore, she'd rather not kill the roidif because she's scared, and she says, don't kill the roidif. She's scared she's going to be killed by the roidif, therefore she doesn't want to allow the roidif to be killed. So Rashi has a kasha on the Rabbanu. The Rabbanu hold everything's totally in pagam. So Monika and Godol, namika pagam lo. Which means like this, the way the Achrayim explain Rashi. Bishlama, if you learn the Vartis, because she might be Maisa Nafsha, not to be Mazana. That's partial. She won't be Maisa Nefesh, not to be Almanaka and Gadol. She doesn't look at that as a Begam so much. But as a Begam to kill herself for. But if the whole thing is that coming Pogum, Lamaisa Almanaka and Gadol makes the Almana into a Halala. So she is becoming Pogum. So why don't you have a right to kill the Raidiv? A Malay, a pigma rabba kaprachmana, a pigma zutla kaprachmana. Totally makbid on a big pigima, not a small pigima. And why is the regular rice a bigger pigima? So two reasons Rashi says. First of all, because the child be a mamzer. By a monarch and God, the child's not a mamzer. The child's a halal, not a mamzer. That's number one. Number two is, you become a zayna, not a halala. She becomes a zayna, not a halala when it's a rice. Now what's the difference in a zayna and a halala? Well, that's the kind. There's no real difference. Just zayna is worse. I saw a pshat that why Zayna is worse. Rashi Zayna is worse. He'll explain. So I saw a pshat why Zayna is worse is because Zayna only could be possible by someone doing a Maisa's Nus. Halala is possible to become a halal if your parents are halalim. The difference is not as big as Begam. So here, that's the var. So the reason why it's more pogum and the reason why I like kill the Roy Deviz is because the Vlad Mamzer am comes to Zayna. So the Michis Chinuch declares, what about a Nida? If someone's running after a Nida, the Mezzano or a Nida. Let's say it's his wife. You don't have to his wife comes out of Nida. You allowed to kill the guy? Here it's Chayv Mises Bezdin. Chayv Krisis. Whatever, it's Chayv Krisis, right? It's Chayv Krisis. So you allowed to kill him? But on the other hand, the child's not a mamzer, and you don't become a zayna. Huh?
You don't
begin
really either.
You don't begin me, it's what he hold. It's a good child. It's one of the Chayv Krisis. The Mechzinuch is Kel Shaila. I am the Mechzinuch. Declares the Shaila. And Simon Top Reish. Okay. So I'll take a more right. Chayt. Elu chayv ekrisis. So we're saying that by chayv ekrisis and chayv mises bezdin, we're saying you let it kill the ritzach. That means the ritzach would not be chayv mammon. It's chayv mises, right? I'm not calling it ritzach. I'm actually calling it roidif. A roidif after someone to mezana with them, chayv mises, chayv ekrisis, you let it kill the roidif. Why? Because he's running after do a rice. So he departed with the mammon then, right? Because he had come a rabbin. He's chayv mises. These are the nair we know that if someone runs after someone to mezana with them. And not a Nairam Ross, a regular someone who's not married, let's say. The law is you have to give her money. And not only have to give her money, you have to keep her for a wife. What happens if it's someone you cannot keep for a wife? It was a Arias. So the Mishnah teaches us that you still have to pay Knas. Even though it's Baal HaChosei, you can't say Loisi Elisha, you still have money. Freisach the kasha, l'chor abal chayzus chayiv krisis, and still saying chayiv money. Heck, you chayiv money if you chayiv misa, if you yourself now are a right of a chayiv misa, heck, you chayiv for that misa knas is come lay with the rabbinate. We have this about Allah before. You're part of a moment. If you go to a matzah, if you chayiv misa, you're part of a moment. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Rabbanan Kamei Rav Chisda, the answer like this. Mishas hara, the pagma, iftele miktala. Once he gets to the point of hara, and he made her pagum, so now, like we learned the Gemara before, for sure, that's pashut, that there's no, you can't kill him anymore, because she's pagum already. And especially in the same mindset, I haven't agreed to that. Here, she's pagum from the hara already, and so now you can't. She's not chayiv misa anymore. The chiyuv knas is for the soif bia. Memoinu lemesham al gemar bia. And the ma'aseh at that time already is not chayiv misa. That's why he can pay knas. So memoinu lemesham al gemar bia. So Mar says honich lemandi amah harazu neshika. If you hold haraz just neshikas aver and you didn't take out the besulim yet, so then we understand that there's a haraz already is chiyuv. Is already called pagum. But you know, chiyev knas until you take out a basulim. Elamad de razu knas atara, that already knocks out the basulim. Ma'ikilameima, what are you going to say? Lamaisa, hara is when you chayev for, that's when she becomes already defiled. That's when she's not chayev mis anymore. But that maisa already also makes him chayev and knas. So chayev came together, the knas, chiyev knas, and the chiyev that you could let it kill him came at the same time. So you have a kom lebe de ravine. So we're going to say a couple of terutzim. The case was, so Rashi says it used to be someone else, because Rashi Lashitasi holds that once she's defiled, you can't kill the Raidif anymore. But either way, the case is someone's Baalah Shalokadarka, or this guy himself, the Chazah Baalah Kadarka, and you come and catch them the second time. There you're not allowed to kill the Raidif. Why? Because she's already Nifkuma. And either from this guy himself or from a different guy, like Rashi learns, Rashi tells you else. And therefore you can't kill him anymore. Therefore, for the second time you have a knas, because there's no commonly rabbi on that. You can't kill the roidif on the second time. So that is why.
Even so,
because the guy made a din of roidif, he's already pogum. Yeah. So Rashi says, Shabala huwa acha kvar shloi kadarka, vachosa bala kadarka, lenitim bebiazu la tzila ben nafshoi. Why? Shakvar nifkama. But lagabe knas is only by the kadarka, that's in the knas, take up zooms, then you have the. Rav Amar ben rechosoi shloi again, Rudi. And I'm not an etza, very simple etza. The case was, it wasn't chayiv misa. You know why? She said, don't kill him. And if you have Yehuda, if she says, don't kill the raidif, you don't kill the raidif. So therefore, it's chayiv knas, rabbi chayiv mamon. That's terrorist number two. Terrorist number three is Rapapa. We're going to have four terutzim. Rapapa Amar, b'mefuto, v'divako. Tapa ayin dalal v'alaf now. Rapapa Amar, b'mefuto, v'divako. It's going by mefuto. Loch is oinis mefata, both pay a knas. Now, mefuto, the one says, achayis, it's talking about mefuto. And there's no right if they both agree. So there, there she was convinced. That was the problem. And you're not going to convince her. And there, there's a chiv al t'chnas mafot. There was no chiv oynish. There wasn't a misa on the right if, because it wasn't a right if. Divya called it's another pshat, third pshat. The fourth pshat.
He's still a right.
He's not called a right if by mafot.
You don't know if she's a mafot or not till later.
In this case, you know. You know she's mafot. I don't know why he's saying until later. They have to aid them. You know right now she's mafot. And that's the third case. I don't know what you mean later. What, you think you ask her afterwards? And she says, what's the mixer? Yeah, of course you know. You have to have Eidus on it. So, Eidus Mephata, you know, Peshas Maisa, yeah. Abaya Omar, B'yochel Ahatzel, the fourth part is, Abaya Omar, B'yochel Ahatzel Be'echad Me'evar, that the case over here is that it was possible to save this Isha from the Raidif, who was running after to Mezana with her, with Echad Me'evar. You could have saved him a different way by killing him. And the halach is that in such a case, he's not chayiv. You're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill him in such a case. Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, it's going to be Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul. The time of the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Omer. This Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul's halach is by Reitzach. The Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul Omer, roidiv shei roidiv bachaver lahargoy. If someone's running after his friend to kill him, the yachal atzil bachem evarav, and you could save your friend by hitting the roidiv for one of his evarim, b'loy hitzel. And you didn't save the friend that way, Naragalov. If you kill the Roidev, you get Misa for killing the Roidev. Because Rabbi Yosef holds that if you could save the Roideif in a different way, you have to do it that way. My time, what's the makar for Rabbi Yosef Mashal? My time with Rabbi Yosef Mashal. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, a little parasha in Parasha Mishpatim, says, V'chinotzu anoshim v'nokvu isha hara v'yotzu yodeha v'lo yi asoin onesh ya'onesh kashiyosh lov v'al isha v'nosom flilim v'masin yi'am v'sat nefesh tachas nefesh. The Pasuk says there, two people were fighting, and Reuven was trying to kill Shimon. And instead of killing Shimon, he missed, and he hit the Isha, and the Isha lost the babies. So it says, if there was a Misa here, then the guy was trying to kill his Chayiv Misa. Why is he Chayiv Misa? Because he was trying to kill someone. But if it's only, if the, didn't kill the Isha, but she lost the Vladas, you have to pay for the Vladas. You only have to pay for Vladas if you're not Chayiv Misa. So it says in the Pasuk like this, we want a fight that was escalated to one person trying to kill the other person. If someone gets killed, you get Misa. It's a big machlokes atanoyim if who got killed. Means Shimon got killed, the Ish got killed. If you want the, if the Ish got killed, you're chayav Misa because you're trying to kill someone. So it says, You have to pay. The problem is like this: that lechayra here you were trying to kill someone, so you became a you're a roidif. You're a roidif. So how do you pay for the vladis? You're a roidif. Became potter. Yeah, bishlama yochel hatzel beecham vayivarov loyniti latzila benafshoy. If you say that if you could save him beecham vayivarov, you're not allowed to kill him. Hayne v'shkachas adi onesh. That's how you know that he gets a onesh because yochel hatzel beecham vayivarov. Eli Amrit, Yoch Lahatzel Bechon Mevarov, Nami Nitlan Silva Navshoi, Hechem Eshkach Asodi Onesh. How is it possible that you give Hechem Eshkach Asodi Onesh, you give Onesh? Lechaira, he's Chayiv Misa. Bishlama, if he's not really Chayiv Misa because you can save one of Mevarov, he doesn't have dinner of a Roideif. So then we understand, but if he has dinner of a Roideif, then how did he have a Chayiv for the Vladis? So it must be that Yochel Atzil Levarov is a real thing. That is Rabbi Yosef Mashal's raya. That the pay of blood is a raya. That the idea of Yochel Atzil Levarov. Tomorrow, no, maybe not. Dilma Shani Yochel. The reason why Yechayev is because Misa Lazeh, but Tashlum Lazeh. The Misa and Tashlum are not Bon Kechot. He was trying to kill Shimon. Definitely didn't raid it because he was trying to kill Shimon. And the payment is to the Isha. So it's two different things. So maybe that's why you pay it. Really, he was Chayev Misa. But it was Misa Lazeh Tashlum Lazeh. No, it's not. It's a lot of times the person himself. He took some money from the person himself. It's not, if it's always then, you're right. If it's not always. It's possible to come around and save himself. Samara says, anyway, anything more says, Loishna. There's no difference. Maybe you mean the Rav is Zalach. You probably know the Rav is Zalach. Loishna. That Lamaisa, it is common with Rav, even by Tashlum Lazeh, so you can't answer that. You can't answer that. Amar Rava. So Rava gives rules of the roidif when it comes to the kalim. Let's see. Tama Rava. Roidif, so a roidif achaveroi. A roidif is running after his friend to kill him. Veshiva is a kalim. And on the way, he broke kalim. This roidif broke kalim. Bein shel nirdaf, bein shel adam achar. Your potter. Potter, claw, even someone else. Like you're saying, every case like that. Even someone else's thing. My taima, mischaya benafshu. He's mischaya benafshu, so he's potter on the kalim. That's a lach of a roidif. And that's what we need for us. But once we have Rava's halacha, we'll finish Rava's halacha. Another halacha of Rava, Venirdaf, the guy running away from the Raidiv, he's running away from a murder, Shashiva is a Kalim, broke Kalim. So Shal Raidiv is Potter, Shakal Adam is Chayiv. Mark explains. If he breaks the Kalim, Shal Raidiv is Potter, so you might have a Gufa. You let it kill him, of course, let it take away his money. Shakal Adam, but if someone else, if the Nirdaf who's running away, saving himself, he breaks someone else's thing, Chayiv. Shematz La'atzah Imam Chaveroi. He has to pay for it. That means if he's running away and he sees someone's house, he breaks the window, jumps into the house, and then blocks the window, he has to pay for that window. Even though he just saved himself a misa with that window, he has to pay for it. Because matzo atzimonim chaveira has to pay. That's the second halacha. The third halacha is, what about the guy, the hatzala member here, the guy running after the roidif, and he breaks something. Does he have to pay for something? What about him? We said neirdif has to pay, right? What about the roidif? Roidif shayu roidif acha roidif latziloi v'shiva zekelim bein shal roidif bein shal nirdaf bein shal kol adam anyone is potter. The loyman adin, not going adin, but the reason is because if you say guy has to pay, no one's going to want to run after, no one's going to be an atzala. Shemiyata oimekay nimtze in lecha kol adam Shematzos chaverim yadit roidim. No one would want to save his friend from the roidim. So the bottom line is, we see from here, is that there is a din of potter, even on someone else's nechasim. So therefore, back to our case, m'asin yeh, that you pay for, from lo yosin, on nishon, you pay for the vladois, obviously, Rabbi Yehoshua Mishal has a good raya. He says, why aren't you chayiv al zeroidiv then? A roidiv is part of motashlumim. Teretz is, yochal atzil benafshay. So if you're a klar raya, yochal atzil benafshay.
Huh?
Who would mean to take on the Rav? There's a Rav, yeah. It's Chayiv, a Rav is Chayiv. Like it says, a Rav is Chayiv and Nafsh. It's part, like the Rav says clearly. A Rav is part of everything, all Mominus. So that's a Raya, the Rav is Mashal, to have Yochal Atzila, we pass it like that. To have Yochal Atzila, we're not going to kill him. You have to try to matzal him with Echav Me'evarav.